Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Up, hesitates, right, but he scores!
Yes! Come on!
Goes to pause his left on the ground! All right, Lutz, here we go on three! 1, 2, 3!
City Lutz!
That is awesome. It was on Y98 last night. That is Joey Zanaboni, along with Lutz Fannin-Steel, the sporting director at City SC, saying City leads after a penalty kick that was successful, and City SC, a rare win on this season. But it's a win. It's in the League's Cup. It was exciting at City Park last night. We're joined by Tom Ackerman at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Tom, were you there?
At the City game last night, no, yeah. I was not, but okay. It sounded great, and I'm excited for City to win 2-1 and to, you know, wipe the slate clean and actually go after something. And the League's Cup is something that they can chase down. And to have their two additions, Toikert and Hartle, both score is exciting for Lutz. To be there in the booth to see his two additions make a difference is pretty neat. So, yeah, I think it's great for City and their fans. I think it's been a tough season and a frustrating one from an MLS standpoint, but now you have something to go after, and they already have a win in their group.
And how does the League's Cup work in terms of, is it just like the World Cup or the Euro Championships? It goes group and then knockout.
Yeah,
and how long does it go?
Right, you win your group and then you advance. So it'll be a few weeks of games. They've got an August 4th game coming up next, and we'll see if they can capture it.
All right, so what happened to the Cardinals last night and the night before? The night before was a little different. It went into extra innings, but 14-3, that's a pretty big beatdown by the Washington Nationals at home.
Yeah, they got blown up in one inning. They gave up 7 runs in the 6th inning, and Chris Roycroft and Matthew Liberatore gave those up, 3 runs and 4 runs respectively. Liberatore had pitched just a couple of days before that in a bullpen start on Wednesday. So, you know, with 2 days rest, he comes back, but they had already fallen behind in that game. Kyle Gibson gave him 5. And the Cardinals are missing a starting pitcher. That could really help them here at the trade deadline. That would help. Another bullpen arm would help. And a right-handed bat that can hit left-handed pitching consistently would also help. So 3 things they need to shop for. The reason that they lost those 2 games, you know, really just giving up a ton of runs and their pitching not being able to hold it down. And, you know, it's been a struggle for them here in this series, and really over the last couple of weeks they've lost 9 of 14. So everything that they did to get themselves in contention, they're starting to fall back a little bit. We'll see if they can capture a win today, and then if they can capture a pitcher at the deadline on July 30th, this Tuesday, that would be awesome.
Well, there's only a couple days going till then. Are there any realistic candidates out there that you can name?
There are a lot of pitchers out there that could be acquired, and it's whether you have the stomach for giving up prospects or not. I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of national attention placed on the Cardinals because they are a contender in the wild card race, and six games out in the division is not out of the question right now. They could still do that. So they'll be connected to a lot of big names, but it's all about whether the Cardinals want to give up prospects or not. I mean, if you look at the market and you look at Zach Eflin, for example, from the Rays, they've declared themselves out of the race, so they traded him. They also traded Randy Arozarena to Seattle, so they're in sell mode. John Mozeliak telling us last Sunday that he was talking to GMs from around the league, and he got the sense that there were some teams that were at a fork in the road and that were trying to decide if they were going to be contenders or not, buyers or sellers. Well, now we're starting to see those teams come around a little bit. The Rays, the first one. I think the other one people are waiting on is the Texas Rangers to see if they want to unload any of their pitchers, most notably Nathan Eovaldi. I mean, Max Scherzer is also in their rotation, but he's said publicly that he's not going to waive his no-trade clause. We'll see. If they end up falling out of the race, could somebody knock on the door for Scherzer? I think Eovaldi is very attractive. He's someone who could pitch in the postseason for you and make your rotation look great. Whether they declare themselves out of it or not has yet to be seen. And then the other one is the San Francisco Giants, who aren't too far behind where the Cardinals are right now in the wild card, but you know they're a little too far out to be considered contenders. So they could be in sell mode. They haven't declared this yet. But yesterday, I mean, Blake Snell, who was the Cy Young Award winner last year, was absolutely phenomenal. And he's had a very tough year. You know, he started late. Scott Boras tried to negotiate a free agent deal, couldn't land a spot until the very last minute with the San Francisco Giants on a two-year, $62 million deal. Snell got injured, got hurt, couldn't really get any traction this year. But in the last month, he's really found his groove. And last night, in six innings of work, he struck out 15. I mean, it's like, you're like, wow, okay, Blake Snell's back. So, of course, that's going to spark a lot of trade talk. And everybody's going to start talking about who's knocking on the door for Blake Snell. Now, this morning, John Heyman of the New York Post reported that the Yankees are one of multiple teams who are asking about Blake Snell. Earlier this week, the Cardinals were connected with Blake Snell when Jim Bowden, who writes, he's a former GM and a radio host.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now writes for The Athletic, which is also connected to the New York Times, so anything they say is going to get a lot of attention, and he tried to come up with an idea as to how the Cardinals could acquire Snell. Knowing that he's not on the hook for a lot of money to a team, and perhaps that would be feasible to a team like the Cardinals. Problem is, there are going to be a lot of teams asking for Snell, so that drives the price up. So the question is, are you willing to give up top prospects for Snell or not? And do you have the money to cover it? I think the Cardinals have the money to cover deals. It's just a matter of what do they want to give up in terms of prospects for a pitcher like that. And we'll see. I mean, whether they're even involved in calls for Snell, I don't know. They're not going to reveal that. But, you know, he's one of many. I already mentioned a few. You talked about Nathan Eovaldi, Blake Snell. There are some big names out there that you could go get. I think the more realistic thing, if you look at the Cardinals' track record, is they will go find a starting pitcher who is very good and could join this rotation, like they did with Jose Quintana, like they did with Jordan Montgomery. Those weren't elite at the time on the trade market, but very good, that upgraded their rotation and got them into a playoff position. That could well happen this time, but again, this is about what do the Cardinals, what are they willing to give up on the other side of it?
Yeah.
But I think that's the shopping list right now. I think you're looking at a starting pitcher, you're looking at a reliever. You could always add another relief arm to help this bullpen. And third, I think, is a right-handed bat that can hit left-handed pitching. If they don't land one of those, then that means that they are clinging to hope that Nolan Arenado and especially Paul Goldschmidt are going to get back to what they used to be and carry this team down the stretch. Jordan Walker would be great as a right-handed bat as he was last year, but right now Walker is not in a position where he's hitting consistently enough at the AAA level to be considered a factor here down the stretch.
Well, in these trade talks, is it all about prospects, or are there players on the roster right now that other teams might want?
I mean, there's always the situation where if you traded for a starting pitcher for somebody, that they would say, well, give us a pitcher that we could use right now in our rotation. So maybe the Cardinals would give up somebody like that. But mostly it's about prospects. Now, who do the Cardinals have on their team that are regular position players on this roster that can make an impact? I'm just kind of speculating here. Players that don't really have a regular role right now that might benefit from a fresh start. Dylan Carlson would be one. Ivan Herrera, maybe, you know, because right now Pedro Pajes has taken over the backup catcher position, and Herrera, who's going to be very good, is still working on his defensive play and his throwing. He's a good right-handed hitter. Maybe that would be attractive. You know, I hear a lot of speculation about Tommy Edmund drawing interest. I think that's interesting, but, you know, Edmund hasn't played all year. So that would be a team that would think that he could benefit them not only this year but next year. Beyond that, I don't know. I don't see a lot of them that the Cardinals would find valuable on the open market or that they would be willing to give up. I just don't think the Cardinals are willing to throw any of their regular position players around. But it's possible that some of their higher prospects, not their top prospects, but some of their higher prospects could be dealt for the right pitcher.
I was watching the Olympics last night, and Katie Ledecky won a bronze in a swimming event, and I was thinking, man, how old is Katie Ledecky? This is her fourth Olympics, and I looked it up. She's 27. She's only 27 years old. But are you an Olympics guy?
Yeah, you know, I watch the Olympics. I always have it on in the house, and so when something is about to go down, then I can get in front of the TV and watch it. But I like having it on as sort of background. But Ledecky, you know, she won gold in Rio in 2016. I mean, you know, she's been around a long time, and the Australians are very, very good. And the Americans, you know, did pick up gold in the final event when Caleb Dressel anchored a win in that 4x100. I watched that. That was fun. And the broadcasters are really good, I think, on NBC. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they bring all their top dogs onto the broadcast and do a tremendous job. But yeah, it's always good and always fun to watch. And I mentioned in my last sportscast about Simone Biles. To me, you know, that is a generational talent, once in a lifetime talent that is a must watch. So when she is competing for gold and when the U.S. is competing for gold in gymnastics, I think the world stops, at least my world stops, to watch Simone Biles. And the fact that we got to, some of us, you know, were lucky enough to see her at the Dome a few years ago, that was really amazing.
What do you have coming up, sports on a Sunday morning?
We will have some Olympic talk with Jackie Joyner-Kersee. She did a great interview with John Hancock on Friday that I want to replay. We'll also hear from Ollie Marmol, and we will talk to John Mozeliak. And I know a lot of people anticipate that interview on Sports on a Sunday Morning every Sunday at 11:30. Well, here we are 2 days from the deadline, and you know, I could tell you all the guests that I have on the show today, and it's going to be a lot of fun talking baseball and soccer, especially chatting with Lutz about everything that happened yesterday. But I think there'll be a lot of attention paid to John Mozeliak at 11:30. So we'll see. He's not going to tell you what he's going to do, but if you listen closely, he sort of lays out a plan for what the Cardinals are going to do here in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, you can't miss that. All right, Tom Ackerman, thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
It is Total Information AM Sunday for July 28th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.